De aceea, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the government of Tajikistan and on behalf of Tajikistan National Mine Action Center, I would like to thank our donors and partners, U.S. Department of State, OSCE, NPA, UN agencies, RCRC, and WHO, for their contribution to victim assistance and disability-related activities in Tajikistan, and present our gratitude to the Implementation Support Union and the Committee of Victim Assistance. Let me inform you on our latest achievements which have been made in order to ensure the different needs and perspectives of women, girls, boys, and men are taken into account. Tajikistan National Mine Action Center is maintaining a centralized database, IMSMACO, and is sharing information with the relevant stakeholders to ensure a comprehensive response to address the diverse needs of mine victims. Since 1992, the total number of casualties resulting from accidents with mines and the explosive remnant of war is 889, 538 survivors, and 351 fatalities. This year, two accidents were registered. 20-year-old students was killed due to the explosion of landmine when he was collecting mushrooms in their mountains area close to his village. Another accident happened when the miner received a slight injury and burned to his right hand as a result of booby traps explosion in the minefield in the border of Tajikistan with Afghanistan. He was immediately provided by the emergency medical response, received necessary medical service in the traumatological department of the National Medical Hospital, as well as psychological support. All new data is entered into IMSMACO database. Landmine survivors and their representatives organization, namely public organization TAGDIR and Society of Landmine Survivors, always take active part in all matters that affected them. In 2023, four TVG meetings conducted in the regional centers, gathering more than 114 participants, 72 men and 42 women, including 27 survivors. We are planning to organize the last meetings of Victim Assisting Technical Working Group in Dushanbe in December 2023. During the 10 months of 2023, 42 survivors were provided by three survivors in the four psychological rehabilitation center, Dushanbe, Khujan, Kulyab, and a newly reopened with Japan government and RCRC support, Khoruk Center. In the result, 14 survivors obtained 16 prostheses and three survivors obtained four crutches. 25 survivors were provided by free repair of their assistive devices. To build up psychological rehabilitation skills in the country, two Tajik citizens started in RCRC-sponsored 18-month single discipline scholarship in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, one prosthesis and one orthosis. Upon completion of the student, both will be returned to Tajikistan and be seconded to the new COP center. Three RCRC psychological rehabilitation projects experts provided training and hands-on support to its COP staff. The expert support namely focused on present assessment and production, casting, fitting, repair, and adjusting of different types of prostheses and orthoses for persons with disabilities, including mine victims. Moreover, the RCRC experts also moderated and provided formal training of SOP staff from Dushanbe, Khoruk, and Kulyab, and revived the overall progress of psychological rehabilitation projects in Tajikistan and advised on changes. During the 2 weeks of August, 40 survivors 31 men and 9 women from remote mine-affected districts received rest rehabilitation, improved general health, and enhanced their communication and social integration skills in the summer rehabilitation camp for victims of landmines and explosive remnant of war in the sanatorium Bahoristan in Sogh region. Summer rehabilitation workshop became possible due to the close cooperation and financial support from OSCE program office in Dushanbe. The summer rehabilitation workshop provided psychological rehabilitation for participants through individual group psychological and art therapy session conducted by the professional psychologists and art therapists. In addition to the traditional rehabilitation, massage, paraffin therapy, electrophoresis, etc. Program including session on victim assisting right of person with disabilities, progress in achieving Oslo Action Plan, national legislative basis relevant to person with disabilities. This year, we were honored to welcome Anti-Personal Mine Ban Convention ISU officer Mr. Firuz Alizoda in the summer rehabilitation workshop. His program of visit included meetings with survivors, representative of Ministry of Health and Social Protection of Population, Republic of Tajikistan, National Union of Persons with Disabilities, members of Landmine Survivors, NGO. In 2024, we are planning to continue our activities to achieve victim assistance objectives contained in the Oslo Action Plan, namely strengthening technical capacity of the National Orthopedic Center with U.S. Department of State support, provide psychosocial support to survivors, and conducting technical working group meetings to coordinate victim activities in Tajikistan. But despite of all our efforts, Tajikistan still in need of financial and technical support in order to fulfill victim assistance obligation contained in the Oslo Action Plan. The main priorities remain economic condition and psychological well-being of landmine survivors, increasing capacity of organization of landmine survivors, and CRPD ratification by our country. Using this opportunity, we again express our gratitude to our donors and appeal our their contribution, continued support to Tajikistan Mine Action Program, the Victim Assistance Program. Thank you very much for your attention.